This is from Mike Roberts, and he says, one of the Voyager probes has left the solar system. What speed would it have to achieve in order to escape from our solar system? Is there anything special that it needs to do that?
Well, there's nothing special. Essentially, it's just the same as when you're launching a rocket off the surface of the Earth, you've got to get it to go in fast enough that it escapes the Earth's gravity. Now, if you were standing on the sun, on the sun's surface, be a bit warm, baking-like, but...
About 5,000 degrees, isn't it?
Bit toasty, yeah. But if you were stood there and you could launch a rocket from the surface of the sun, you'd have to get it up to 617.5 kilometres a second to get it to launch out of the solar system, to get it to disappear. Now, as it happens, we're on the Earth, and the Earth's already going at 30 kilometres a second, so you don't need to get it to go quite that fast. So you've already got a bit of the energy there to do that. But basically, actually, from the Earth, you couldn't possibly launch something at those kind of speeds. To actually put a rocket boost on something and fire at that kind of speed is impossible. What you have to do to get out to the far solar system is to get a bit of a free lunch by whizzing past another planet.
Or a free launch, even.
A free launch, in fact, yeah, absolutely. By whizzing past another planet and nicking a little bit of energy off it as you go past. And that's how, they call it the gravity assist, and that's how most of the spacecraft get out to Saturn and Jupiter and out to the far reaches of the solar system and beyond.
Because you point the probe at a planet where it is now, so that by the time the probe actually gets to the planet, having been accelerated by that planet's gravity, the planet's moved on a bit.
So absolutely. It just nicks a bit of energy, gives it a slingshot out.